here's a story from The World.
It was late February and I was pregnant and tired. Just jumped in my car.
Well, I just got another tip that they maybe... They say you had to be at noon giving vaccines.
I got a tip that there were leftover COVID-19 shots at a vaccination clinic 40 minutes away. But no luck.
I just used up the energy that I had. I think I'm just gonna go get myself some lunch.
I knew that pregnant women have elevated risk of facing severe COVID-19 complications or even death. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says pregnant people can choose to get the shot and advises them to check with their doctor. I was ready to get the shot, but then I had a sudden change of heart.
I was kind of afraid you'd take the vaccine.
That's my mother. She's in Uruguay, where I'm from. Her opinion matters a lot to me.
There are new vaccines, and we really don't know what the effects will be in the future.
Then she told me something else that made me hesitate.
Yes, I told you that in Uruguay it was not recommended for pregnant women. And I take very seriously our health ministry recommendations.
That was 3 months ago. Uruguayan health authorities, like many other places, were not recommending women get the shot due to lack of data. I wonder how other women in Latin America were making their decision, if there even were shots available. In Guatemala, health authorities are not giving the shot to any pregnant person. In Mexico, vaccines are only available for those 50 and up and health workers. I talked to Elvira Olvera, who is 7 months pregnant, in Mexico City. If I get a chance at the shot when they start giving it, she told me, it will be a hard decision because I don't know if it will affect the baby. Elvira and I had the same dilemma, but we have different information depending on our location. Each government has to consider the type of vaccine, the risks of infection in a community, and supply, says Ruth Faden, founding director of the Johns Hopkins Berman Institute of Bioethics. I ask her, why is it so difficult to issue a recommendation?
There has been a long-standing problem that evidence on new drugs and new vaccines in terms of safety and efficacy in pregnancy follows evidence on those questions for other adults. So there is a lag.
The World Health Organization says that women can make the decision if the benefits outweigh the risks in their unique situation. Faden says that's a lot of pressure to put on pregnant women, on top of the pressures we already face from society. Everyone has an opinion about how we give birth, how long we breastfeed, how we rock our babies to sleep, how we burp them.
Everything is questioned, right? And there is a tremendous sense of responsibility and what we that pregnant women feel. Also, when we know in our hearts, but also when we study this, that if you ask a pregnant woman in a decision like this, what is the most important thing to you? And they will say the health of the baby.
I have to agree with that. Misinformation also puts pressure on women. For example, one myth is that the Pfizer shot could cause infertility. I've heard it. Even after the myth was debunked by the Associated Press, a healthcare professional in Arizona repeated that falsehood and told me I will lose my baby if I took the shot and I will be infertile. Faden reassured me.
There is nothing, no basis, no shred of even theoretical reasoning why this vaccine should affect fertility.
La joven estaba embarazada de 5 meses. Tenía 27 años.
Recently, two pregnant women in Uruguay died of COVID-19. Shortly after, Uruguayan health authorities prioritized access to vaccines for pregnant people. Meanwhile, researchers analyzed early data from the CDC on pregnant people in the U.S. who took the Moderna and Pfizer shots already and concluded it doesn't pose a serious safety risk. But by then, I had already made my decision.
You will be getting the Pfizer vaccine today, and first dose. Would you prefer right or left arm?
Left arm.
Left arm? Okay, perfect.
For me, the benefits of getting the shot outweighed the risks. New evidence shows that as a nursing mother, I could pass immunity to my breastfeeding son and protect my unborn baby. And my experience could become part of that research. That was powerful enough for me.
Okay. I'm going to look away because I'm scared of needles. Give me a second.
I held my breath and cried a little. In a second, I felt the weight of the world. Have I made the right choice? I was privileged to have a choice to make in the first place, even though it wasn't an easy one. For The World, I'm Valeria Fernandez in Phoenix, Arizona.